Hello and welcome to Better by the Minute Live with Becca. This is Becca Dukes-Kozak, and I have created this program to share information that empowers you as an individual to look for and celebrate the positive things around you. Now, from my personal experience, life is too short to dwell in fear, live in pain, and barely survive. This program is to invite you to be empowered, informed, and look for the brighter side. It is time, folks, to not just thrive, but live a better by the minute life. Now, today we are going to look beyond a life that feels like it's as good as it's gonna get. So men, women, moms, dads, single, married, it doesn't matter. Here is the question of the year. Are you living and enjoying where you are in life? Today, we're going to look at learning to dream and work towards a life beyond that as good as it gets, and not just being content with surviving. Have you been told you aren't able to do something or be someone? That means like choose your own career, choose your own path. Choose what you want to really do in life. Have you been longing to try something, but you're afraid of what others will say or think about what you are wanting to do in general? Or maybe their belief in your ability to start and stick to it is not what you want to hear. Are others' fears of your possible failure stopping you from achieving those goals? Well, what are your goals? Have you really even thought about it? Have you written them down? Or are other people's thoughts and opinions stopping you from even dreaming and setting those goals and considering possibilities beyond settling for as good as it gets? Or are things just the way they are and there's nothing you can do about it? Well, that right there is a limited belief. And a limited belief is something you believe to be true that limits you in some way. A limiting belief can be about you, other people, or the world in general. So what do limited beliefs do? Well, they can create walls within us. They can create walls or barriers that keep us from allowing others in. And where do limiting beliefs come from? Well, they could come from so many different areas, but some of these walls of limited beliefs have formed blockades that are rooted from negative comments, phrases that we have heard in the past, no matter what the age, hurtful things heard from the lips of a loved one, someone we trusted or looked up to as an elder, a mentor, a friend. Even if it's only a few words in our minds, that story has exploded, creating a movie-like drama. And I don't know about you, but I don't like all dramas. Is the drama that that movie is created in your mind, is that one that you like? Do you see yourself in that drama that you've been pulled into? And how does that make you feel? In that drama, are you the victim? Are you stuck? Are you weak? Or are you empowered, the winner, the hero, or the rescuer? So in a book, Girl, Stop Apologizing, Rachel Hollis mentions one of the hardest habits to break, and that's allowing someone else to talk you out of your pursuits, with it being also the greatest behavior to adopt. After all, we tend to care about others and their thoughts more than our own. But what they think about us is really none of our business. Their thoughts, it may come from what somebody else heard, which is untrue. So let me repeat that. It's simply none of our business what others think about us, especially if it's negative. Now, if their talk is belittling and tearing us down, they are not our people. At least not the people we want to surround ourselves with on a daily basis. Now is the time to let go of the negative talk from the past and the present. Let go of the thoughts and the emotions that are not serving us. Thoughts create emotion, and in many cases, especially when those emotions are driven by negative stress, they can lead to illness. And when we are dealing with illness, the ability to thrive or even dream of our perfect life can be a challenge. So today, we are going to look at identifying causes and how to break out of the emotional or physical bondage that those thoughts have created. At one time in our lives, for many of us, many times in our lives, someone has done us wrong physically, mentally, emotionally, or financially. They were in the wrong, and chances are they took their hurt, anger, and frustration of lowest self-esteem out on us, out on you. As humans, our thoughts are that those that have done us wrong shouldn't just simply get away with it. But let's think about that. Do you think that it's bothering them as much as it's bothering us? In many cases, they probably haven't even spent another moment thinking about it. Yet it's eating us, and in its own way, holding us prisoners or as victims, creating emotional pain that is fermenting and bubbling inside, affecting our health and our ability to really thrive as an amazing person that we really are and deserve to be treated. Wouldn't you want someone to forgive you if you had a time in your life where your judgment was tarnished for whatever reason? You are holding the key to that prison door. So what do we do to allow ourselves to tap into healing that emotional pain? Well, let's use that key that only you are holding. So to start unlocking those doors of forgiveness, let's start with yourself before moving on to others. Even if it's something little, something that you didn't do to protect somebody else, something that you didn't say to stand up for somebody else. Whatever it might be, large or small, forgive yourself. And then when it comes to others, even if they haven't asked for it, holding on to that unforgiveness can contribute to walls that won't allow you to see the beauty in others, that maybe they're waiting for you to break free out of that jail that you're holding yourself in. I was there. And using that key and unlocking that unforgiveness has created a whole new world. One of the steps that I took in being able to find the ability to forgive myself and forgive others was starting to focus on gratitude. Rather than holding myself hostage and prisoner to all of those negative things, I started looking for the things that I could appreciate and be grateful for in every single day. I started the day with thoughts and prayers of thankfulness for simple things, even the bed I'm laying in or the building that bed is in, whether it's a house, a hotel, RV. If I'm out RVing, I'm even thankful for that first morning glass of water, the coffee, the tea, whatever it is, just your morning go juice. Are you thankful for it? Be thankful for the running water. Better yet, if it's warm, be thankful for warm running water if that's what you prefer and have. Thankful for your pets and your plants. How about, let's not forget, our family, our friends. Pick someone each day to call or text and let them know that you're thankful for them. Be thankful for the clothes you wear, even the dirty ones. Be thankful that if you have little ones running around, be thankful for the dirty clothes that you have to bend over to pick up. Because if it wasn't for that little one throwing it down there, or having that little one around, you may not have them to wrap your arms around and hug. Be thankful for the car starting, or the taxi or bus driver that woke up that day and made themselves available to take you where you need to go. Don't just think about being thankful for them though. Say it. Verbalize your gratitude. And be thankful for the person who opens that door for you. Again, verbalize it. If it's raining, be thankful for the moisture that is watering the vegetation and refilling the water tables. If it's sunny, be thankful for the warmth that that light is providing. Even if it's cold outside, that warmth on your face just makes such a difference. If it's windy, be thankful for the wind and the pollution that it's blowing away. If it's snowing, hey, be thankful for that bright, clean picture that it's creating. And don't let what the melt and the slush and how the roads will be later affect your gratitude for what is today. Be thankful for your health. Even if you don't have perfect health, think about the things about yourself and your wellness that you can be thankful for. Be thankful for your ability to volunteer to help someone else, whether it's in a little way, a big way, whether it's with a community, or just you on your own. If you can speak, be thankful for your ability to tell someone something nice. If you can hear, be thankful for the ability to listen to someone who needs someone to talk to. The laughter of children, your pets, the birds, the cars, a voice of a stranger just saying hello. And be thankful for being a parent. Be thankful for being single. There's some great things that come with both titles. How about your roommates? Spouse, children, siblings, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, second cousins. Even if they have passed on from this world as we see it, be thankful for the time and memories you had with them. So why am I saying all these things? You know, there's so many times that we get up in the day and it's like, oh, another day. Oh, I have to make breakfast. Oh, I have to take a shower. Oh, I have to take and go to work. Well, let's change that narrative. Those are things that you get to do. Things that you can find gratitude in. Just think about it. What you do in life, how is it contributing to something else? For myself, having a life of service to others and helping others be able to achieve something, big or small, gives purpose to what I do. It gives meaning to why I'm here. So whenever you wake up in the day, what is the narrative that you're creating? Is it a positive narrative? Or is it a negative narrative? Are you looking at the day as something that you're grateful for? Or something you'd rather not do? You know, it has to do with mindset and what meaning we put to everything in our day. And we get to choose. So let's think about a few more things that we can be thankful for. If you work for somebody else, how about your boss? The person that signs your paycheck? That's your coworkers. How about the janitorial staff that keeps your place of employment clean? And if you travel, whether it's for pleasure or for business, for work, say thank you to everyone along the way who is making your trip possible, convenient, or just anyone and everyone you walk by. I know as I'm traveling, I love to smile and say hello to somebody, especially if they have a frown on their face, or if they look stressed, just smiling and saying good morning can be all that it takes for that individual to have a better mindset about people. The food that you eat, especially when it's your favorite options, do you say any type of gratitude for that? Do you think it? Words can be stronger than thoughts. So don't forget to give thanks for what you have, even for the small stuff. Now, as we're looking at creating a more peaceful spirit about ourselves and changing our mindset, and setting a mindset that is a more positive approach to life, there are a few things that we can do as we're surrounding ourselves with a peaceful spirit. One, prayer and meditation, deep breathing, self-care, and taking breaks from serving others to serve yourself, removing clutter. How about include more plants in your living environment? Choose music that does not stimulate negative emotions or aggressive behavior and have it play in the background. Send out daily prayers of blessings to the first 5 or more people that you think of throughout the day, even if it's somebody that you would rather not. Taking that step and sharing gratitude and, you know, just saying a little prayer of blessing for them. Design a journey that you love. So visualize in your mind, and then your body will follow. Write it down. Visualize it in your mind first so that your body will follow. Now that you've written it down, what would be keeping you from achieving where you want to be? Are there people that are deserving of being removed from your circle? Yes, people do deserve to be removed from your circle. And where it can be hard and sometimes seem impossible, don't rule out family members. It is said that blood is thicker than water. Well, that thickness can be toxic sludge and contaminating every effort that you may try to create a more favorable environment for yourself. Do you feel an obligation or maybe have a fear of others who have forgotten your worth and abused your kindness? I invite you to write down that life that you would like to see yourself having in 5 years. Visualize it. Does it matter how much or how little money or income we have? It doesn't matter how much or how little money or income we have. There are times we feel stuck in a situation without knowing how to get out. That position with the difficult boss, the toxic environment that we were just talking about, that includes people who, like I said, deserve to be removed from your circle. Your car gets totaled, no insurance to replace it. A home where the landlord doesn't seem concerned about the mold or leaky pipes, or the neighbor who has very little respect for anyone at any time of the day or night. What would you do? Well, have respect for yourself. You are worth standing up for. You deserve someone who values you, your time, and all you bring to that relationship. Now, that relationship could just be the community that you live in. Now, it doesn't matter if it's your employment, your home life. Find a way to position yourself surrounded by people who recognize your value and see your potential. If for nothing else, your health and sustained livelihood may depend on it. We may have to get creative. And I'm not recommending that you live beyond your means at all. So providing to others what you would like, have a family meeting. Set down intentions. Intentions that you would like to see as attitudes and behaviors from others, and also what you're bringing to the table in the same way. Show gratitude for each of those relationships in that meeting. And you can have one-on-one meetings. It doesn't have to be a big family meeting. Praise others for their efforts. And don't let negativity or lack of gratitude for what others do or say or the looks on their face. Just don't let your negativity turn them off from trying. I know so many people where the parents are just so hard on the children that kids give up trying. And that goes for adult children too. It's like, why try? All they're going to do is not be happy with what I do when I do try. Gratitude is a skill that can be taught, but it takes practice. And that practice will be welcomed by many, but it starts with us. We cannot try to change people unless we are willing to work on ourselves first. But most of all, love yourself for who you are. Be the best you can be. And don't dwell on your flaws. Everybody is looking at flaws. For some reason, that's just the way humanity is. They're looking for the things that are wrong, the things that need to be fixed. Well, guess what? You are a divinely created individual with your own uniqueness. Those are not flaws. Those are part of what makes you, you. Things that are to be celebrated. So let's go out and look at things and let's find what is within us that makes us special. But better yet, as we're out and about, let's look at the things that are beautiful, the things that are right, the things that we can be grateful for, big or small. Even some of the things that are not quite right, we can still say prayer for the person that may be living it. That may be the life that they chose. Pray that they are blessed with whatever blessings it is that they need to feel and see in that day, in that moment. And just share a little bit of sunshine, a little bit of love, a little bit of gratitude. There's so many different words for it. Pick the word that's right for you. Because somebody is waiting for you. It's learned. It takes practice. But I know you can do it. I can't believe that we're at the end of our first portion of the show. You are watching Better by the Minute Live with Becca. We will be right back after this short break. Welcome back to Better by the Minute Life with Becca. I am Becca Dukes-Kozak. Before I forget, please check out my website, betterbytheminutelife.com. There you will find information about my guests, who I have hosted on my program, plus a little bit about me, but most of all, the replays of the past episodes of Better by the Minute Life with Becca. You will also find an opportunity to complete a free, no obligation health evaluation and 15-minute consultation with myself or one of my amazing certified holistic health coaches. Our goal is to guide you on a practical journey to reach your health goals. Optimal health is actually simple, folks, but we live in a society that has made it difficult through foods that hold a commercial, things that are convenient, but they don't have the nutrition that our body needs to actually thrive, let alone survive. Now, in the first half of the show, we talked about getting beyond that as good as it gets and finding gratitude in life and working on our mindset that then creates a more positive outlook on life. We are surrounded by so many things that create walls between people, between cultures. We have it within us to make those efforts to break down those walls. You know, it sounds simple, but on your own, it's easy to fall back into the same old habits. It's easy to be pulled back into those same old habits of the way you think, the things that you do each day. And in some cases, nobody else cares. Why should I care? Well, that's where finding a community can play an important role in helping you claim that Better by the Minute life, where you can actually dream, reach dreams, and surround yourself with people that bring you up, lift you up, give you that positive energy that you need, and maybe not even need, that you dream about, that you would prefer a place to escape. Now, families have great intentions in wanting to protect us from ourselves. Most of all, protect us from potential failures. So I had dreams, and because of being let down by people who did not share my dreams, vision, or goals, I fell into that do-it-myself mindset. I was tired of the pushback I received from those around me, so I decided I would do it myself. What a great idea, or so I thought. Have you ever had those big dreams, dreams so big that there weren't enough minutes in the day to learn all the skills, let alone carry out the tasks needed to create those dreams? You knew it was possible because you knew people who had done it. Well, I learned that not one of those successful people that I personally knew did it on their own. And when I use the word successful people, I'm not referring to someone who landed a great job that they had to show up for every day, or they didn't get paid. Or for those that did get paid, if they didn't show up, they had to earn those sick days or vacation days. Now, I'm referring to those who did the work and can now take time off when they want, go where they want for as long as they want, and not sweat the end of the month or wondering how they'll pay the doctor bills if it wasn't for good insurance. Those are the people that I'm talking about when I say the phrase successful people. They did it through having the right mindset and finding things to be grateful for each day, working on themselves to be a great leader, communicator, mentor, and building the right community. In the right community, everyone is supportive of seeing you succeed. Why? Because you want to see them succeed as well. You've heard of the rising tide that raises all ships. Well, in the right community, when you collaborate together, you are creating that tide. A community provides tools to help you achieve your goals. These tools can include the talents and ideas of the individuals who bring them to the community from a variety of experiences and skills. They could be soft skills, hard skills, just skills. You have skills. And in a community of positive support, you are encouraged to be the person who may be trapped inside fighting to get out. You know, that person who thrives when they feel appreciated, connected, doing something purposeful, maybe even understood in your uniqueness. Are you that person that's trapped inside fighting to get out? Communities help you find where you can use your talents, grow your talents, and give your talents a purpose. The benefits of a community includes feedback and support from a viewpoint that sees your brilliance that you might not even see or know is there. Because somebody maybe put you down on some of your talents and stifled you from being able to thrive. In a community that has a common direction, you are able to glean from the successes of others and apply what fits your personality in achieving that final goal. Now let's talk about common direction. There are so many different communities that surround us, some that are established, some that are for-profit, not-for-profit, some that are just community-driven, say the efforts to clean up an area from clutter, planting plants, creating a community garden, sharing people's time and willingness to learn, even if you don't have the skills, if you have the willingness to learn, being part of a community where you're putting your efforts together to create a more positive environment can take a community to a whole new level. Besides the fact of making friends and finding people that might have similar interests outside of what that community that brought you together has available. Volunteering. Where are different places around you that you could volunteer? There's soup kitchens, churches, schools, youth activities, adult activities, even senior homes. Do you know how many people there are that haven't received a visit or somebody to sit down and talk to them in weeks, months, years? Becoming a volunteer and giving of yourself has so much gratitude and so much purpose that you might not realize how much somebody else is going to appreciate that. And there are communities of people that have come together to create groups that do just that. With that community, it can help you find your talents. You can grow your talents and give your talents a purpose. They benefit the community, and in this community, you can receive feedback and support. Something else that a community provides, and that's accountability. This is where I let myself down the most. I had the ideas, the vision, many of the skills, but I allowed others' agendas to put mine on the back burner, to come in the way of being able to accomplish the things that I wanted to accomplish. Not so much that I wanted to accomplish for myself, but getting things in place to be able to help others. Now, with community accountability, I became more assertive in not allowing those interruptions. With this accountability came more action. So I was more focused on what I did with my time. I received help in establishing reasonable timelines to accomplish projects that moved me forward towards the vision that not only I had, but we as a community had. And best of all, I had somebody to celebrate with. As we reached those milestones in accomplishing projects and reaching goals. So where are you at? Do you have a community? Are you taking time and making a life that's outside of your J-O-B? Are you happy with your J-O-B? Or maybe you're doing very well with your job. I mean, I had some great careers, but like I said, I had the paycheck. I didn't have to worry about the end of the month as long as I wasn't missing work, as long as I didn't need to take time off. I was so blessed to not have sick children, but they were very active in athletics. The schools were very active with school field trips that I did not want to miss, but had to because I was out of sick time or vacation time. And I had to request time off with no guarantee that I would get it off. Well, those people that I saw as being successful people didn't have to do that. And that's what I wanted. Where I could find a job anytime I wanted to. All I had to do was fill out an application. I had the skills, I had the personality. If I didn't have the skills, I was willing to learn the skills. That wasn't a problem. The problem was I wanted to be more available for my children, for my family, and for myself. And I wanted a purpose. I didn't want to just wake up every day going to the same office, working with the same people, which, I mean, I had some great friendships. I didn't mind my jobs at all, but I like variety. I liked being able to have different projects to work on. So what is your purpose? Do you have a cause to show up for, to take action? And when thinking about taking action, what would you do? What are those strengths that you know that you already have? What are those strengths that you want to have or improve upon? And do you know where to start? If you had no limitations, no one telling you that you can't do something, what would be something that you would change in your life? Would you have a more active lifestyle? Is your health holding you back and keeping you from being able to do what you really want to do in life? Would you move? Would you travel? Would you take more self-care days by yourself or with friends? I ask these questions because I personally couldn't figure out what it was that was really holding me back from finding success. Like I said, I could get a great job to support myself and my boys with no problem. But to take that time off to support them with my presence as a mom, cheering on the sidelines throughout all of their sports activities, being there for all of their field trips was a challenge. I was so blessed that they were almost never sick. And there were times I would think, well, maybe I don't deserve the success I was looking for. After all, I was a single mom, then married, then divorced, did it a few more times, pushed into bankruptcy with one of those marriages. Not the picture of marrying my high school sweetheart, having a few kids, and living happily ever after scenario. But I was a really great person. I had a lot to offer. I was smart. I didn't think I was ugly. I wasn't afraid to work. I had technical skills, communication skills, interpersonal skills, and I was likable. Just ask me. I hadn't found that right community that supported me in being able to use all those things with purpose. Getting involved with the right community helped me not only figure out what was holding me back, but also addressed the cause, which was me. And use all of those experiences that I had buried and thought the best approach was to pretend they didn't happen. It wasn't the best approach. They were all part of my story that allowed me to be the right person to help others overcome some of the same things that I had gone through. Now, I'm far from perfect, but with my amazing community, together we are creating a better by the minute life. Now, if you have a story that can be used to help others, you're optimistic, maybe you're business minded, or have skills to support others in business, or looking for a community that you can be part of with positive purpose driven individuals, I invite you to check us out. There's no prejudgment here, no physical requirements, no background checks. Honest with morals now is what matters, but there's not even an age restriction, as long as a parent's permission, if you're under 18. Having a holistic life mindset is a plus, but not required to check us out. So let's look at community again. A group of individuals bringing their talents together to rise the tide so all ships succeed. It's actually been a very good concept. We learn some skills. We use those skills. We help others. With helping others, we're able to create an income stream with purpose and provide for our families. And the work that I've done over the last 5 years, I'm still collecting on. Everything that I do tomorrow just adds to it. Compounding. You've heard that story where if you had the choice of $1 million today or a penny, where it doubles, where the amount of money doubles each day. So you get a penny today, tomorrow you get two, the next day you get four, the next day you get eight, so on and so forth. Which would you prefer? Which would you choose? Would you want that $1 million right now? Or on day 16, have $327.68. Day 20, $5,242.88. Day 28, you broke the million. And this isn't an income claim. This is just the power of compounding and adding to what you've already done. Day 28, $1,342,177.28. That's the power of compounding, starting with a penny. You've got to start somewhere. Day 30, think about it. Day 29 doubled what I just read. And day 30 doubled that. So those numbers are pretty big. When you think about it, well, that's not for me. I would never want that much money. Well, if you did have that much money, what would you do with it? How would you be able to help others? People say that the money is the root of all evil. Well, it can be if used incorrectly. Would you use it incorrectly, or would you use it to be able to help others, to be able to support special projects within your church, being able to help sponsor an athletic team through your child's school? There's so many different things that we're able to do when we have the money to be able to do it that does not have to lead to evil. I think everybody should work for what they've gotten. And that's the one nice thing about this program, is it's it doesn't, it's not handed to you. Anything worth having, you have to do something in order to get. You have to work. But the time that you put into it does not go without notice, without reward. And for many of us, we don't do it so much for the reward. Being able to wake up and help people reach their goals, whether they're physical, mental, financial, emotional, it's a holistic approach to life where not one area of life goes on without another. If your health is declining, how does that affect the rest of your life? How does that affect your attitude? How does that affect your ability to move and enjoy life? How does that make people want to be around you? Now, in the beginning of the program, I mentioned that other people's opinions of you do not matter. It's not your business. What is your business, though, is how you are able to impact people with the positive energy that you give when you are around. That smile that you share, those words of gratitude, just taking the time to show or say that you are thankful for the little things that somebody may have said or done. Having the health to be able to do that, where our mindset is in the right mind, where we have this love for life, for people, for me, has just given me a whole new outlook on life, where I don't have to worry about missing out. Most of my kids are grown. I still have one at home. And now I have grandchildren that I'm able to enjoy. I get a phone call, say, Nana, I have a dance recital this weekend, or I have a competition this upcoming weekend. Can you come? I can say, yes, absolutely, I will be there. And I don't have to ask somebody else's permission to go. Absolutely love the life that once I got past myself, once I got past of hiding the life that I had lived and started using it to be able to relate to others and just be an encouragement and a hope and just that light of what is possible has changed my world and made things for those that are in my community, made things better for them as well. Where we're working together, we are able to escape the negativity. We come together on a weekly basis, sometimes a couple times during the week, depending on how serious we are, where we're at in the community, what we need, what special projects we might be working on, but we're doing it together. We are not alone. And that's a great feeling. That is a great feeling where everybody has their part. So what is your part in life? What do you currently do? What do you want to do? Are you a connector, motivator, leader, entrepreneur, social butterfly, or behind the scenes kind of person? Do you inspire to be one of these or want to look at the opportunity? Or be part of a supportive community that encourages you to grow one or all of these talents. And these are just a few. My community currently consists of stay-at-home parents, mom working, dad working, them working together and building a business, home daycare owners, janitors, insurance agents, salon owners, computer programmers, tech support, fitness trainers, law enforcement officers, hypnotherapists, life coaches, massage therapists, trauma counselors, chiropractors, reflexologists, sales professionals, fast food workers, teachers, stockbrokers, psychologists, doctors of nutrition, naturopathic doctors, retired surgeons. The list goes on and on. Just because I didn't list what you currently do does not mean you are removed from the opportunity that we have here. We are a worldwide international business in a market far from saturation with plenty of room for you. We encourage bringing your friends to discover the advantages of advanced team building, where it's not one person doing it all. Combining talents where their contribution comes with benefits. It's a pretty cool concept. We aren't paid by the hour. No, we believe your efforts are worth more than that. And with us, you are your own boss. You acquire a franchise, an international franchise, where everything is in place and the only thing that is missing is you. No, we're not an overnight get-rich scheme, but through our many resources and available training programs, you are able to work around your current schedule. This is not for everyone. In fact, I'm very selective in who I choose to work with, and you should be too. So who is this for? Anyone who has a positive, optimistic attitude, even if they're fed up with mainstream. Preferably somebody that is self-driven. Anyone who loves being part of a community, who is making a positive impact in the lives of others. Anyone who is open to an additional stream of income to what they're currently doing. Or anyone looking to eventually replace their income, helping people around the world meet their life goals. This is what Better by the Minute Life is all about. Creating empowering opportunities and information that allows people to blossom where they're at, to use their talents to shine and to make a positive impact in their community and around the world. So if you're interested in anything that I might have mentioned today, go to my website, betterbythemintlife.com. Use the contact me option and send me an email. I'd love to chat, or we can get you hooked up with one of my coaches. If you look on my website, you'll see I have several coaches that are there coming from all different walks of life, all different backgrounds. You are listening to Better by the Minute Life with Becca on KSCO 1080 AM. Until next time, have a Better by the Minute Life. Bye for now.